For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, the playoffs start Saturday, 5 o'clock. Brady Shea, number 76 in your Carolina Hurricanes program, although I don't think we have programs anymore. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Thank you very much for your time. I will start as lighthearted as I can. Where are we playing this afternoon?
I don't know if we're playing today.
Really?
No. I think we played the other day, and that was our chance to get out. So I'm going to try and focus now.
Okay. I appreciate and the fans love. Oh, Brady's dialed in. Brady's not not thinking about whether to go for the green on that par five. All right, let's get to it. First of all, how was it watching? The game didn't matter. Does that feel weird when you're sitting out watching everybody else play?
Yeah, it's definitely a little different. I mean, I've been lucky enough the last few years to be healthy and play. And whenever you're up top, you feel like you want to be on the ice, obviously, playing and helping the team. But I totally understand what the coaching staff was doing. And I think the guys, a little extra rest will definitely help going into this long stretch heading up.
Yeah, and it makes you feel important. Like I'm so important. They didn't want me to risk injury tonight. Does this team feel any different to you? You're part of the core now, whether you like it or not. You're part of the core of this team. Does this feel any different to you now, based on how you guys have played, especially lately, and where you are?
The last few years, I feel like every team we've had has been very solid, and we've had the same mindset going into the playoffs that we believe we have the team that can win it, and this year is definitely no different. But I mean, obviously adding Gents and Kuzi just makes our roster that much stronger, and the scoring ability, I think those guys can really help us in the playoffs. And obviously this is our team we love right now, and we're hoping that this is the one that can do it.
Brady Shea is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I know Rod has talked about it. I cover every game. I've been around. You know how often, even though you don't see me in the locker room as much, I mean, I'm there all the time. It was not a typical start. You guys had to get through some early season issues that probably lingered longer. What are your thoughts on the way it all did come together? Really, if you go back to December is when it looked like it started to turn. What was it like going through those struggles early?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. That's when it's time for my 401k survival
look box at that.
Set. You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Every year there's ups and downs. I mean, every year, you're not going to win every game. We obviously had a stretch there where we were, losing a bunch in a row. And I think I'm glad that we went through that at the start of the year instead of towards the end. So, it brings the team closer together. We kind of, you realize how you have to play to win this league, and it's not easy. But like I said, I'm glad that our little dip in the season happened at the start instead of towards the end, because it happens every year. There's always a couple games, two or three, that you don't play well, and you start thinking too much. So the last few months have been really solid.
Brady Shea is joining us here. If you're watching on YouTube, it says Carolina Hurricanes number 76, which I can't find anything more accurate than that. Brady Shea is joining us here as we get ready for the Islanders. You guys are obviously familiar with them. last year in the playoffs, I mean, they brought it physically. I would imagine you expect the exact same thing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're a hard team to play against. They play hard. Obviously, with the new coach coming in, they've really been playing well lately, and have been playing kind of playoff hockey for the last month or so, trying to get into the playoffs. So we know they're going to come out flying, and you know, they really don't give you much. So I take advantage of our opportunities and try to give them, you know, as least as possible. So it's going to be a good series. Last series we played them was obviously really tight, and we got it done in overtime that one game. So it's going to be a ton of fun. We're definitely excited here, and we're excited to get started on Saturday.
Do you draw anything from the season series? I mean, the games, oddly enough, were chock full of goals. It's 16 for Carolina, 14 for the Islanders, which nobody really expects to be the case as we hit the playoff. But do you draw anything from the regular season, or do you throw all of that stuff away?
I mean, I think you throw all the stats and all that away. I think that when it comes down to it, this time of year, it really is very defensive, and the chances seem to get not happen as often. So, we know their team obviously from last year and then this year and just years prior, we played them a bunch. So, we know what they are, and we know how tough they play. And, it's definitely a new season. It's like starting over in October right now. So we're excited. We know it's going to be a tough test.
Do you expect – it's a weird way to ask. Certainly nobody wants to take penalties, but do playoff games get called differently by the officials in your estimation?
I think just – I mean, in general, obviously the physicality is up and all that. So I don't really know. I mean, I think that they try to put the whistles away a little bit and let teams play 5-on-5, and, you know, the huge emphasis on power plays and penalty kills in the playoffs, that seems to be a thing that kind of changes the game. So I don't know if they do anything different. I think just both teams are playing harder, and the refs let us play a little bit more.
Is the secret to Carolina's second-ranked NHL power play the fact that you're on it now?
Definitely not. No. That's not the case. We you go up and down our lineup, anyone can really play on the power play. And I'm obviously lucky enough to be up on one of them. And I think just throughout the season, and that it's been really solid and had some good chemistry on both units. So it's been good. But no, I'm definitely not the reason why it's that high.
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just a coincidence. Second overall, penalty kill is number one. You're a big part of that as well. Is it fun killing penalties?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I mean, you take pride in it. I mean, obviously, I've been a penalty killer for most of my career, and, you know, it can really, the momentum kind of, there's a lot of stuff happens on special teams. You know, usually either the power play creates momentum for their team, or the penalty kill creates some for the other team. So it's you take pride in it, and try to do the best you can.
Brady Shea is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. We'll let you go in 1 second. I mean, in terms of like health, I mean, again, I'm not knocking on wood. I'm hitting myself in the head here. You guys are, other than Jesper Fast, who left the game on Tuesday night, you guys are relatively healthy going in. Is this maybe as good as you have felt at the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the majority, obviously, we're Jesper is dealing with something right now, but everyone else is feeling good, I believe. And the last 2 years, obviously, injuries have kind of been a big thing for us going in the playoffs. So, you know, knock on wood, hopefully everyone stays healthy, and we can make a long run here. But, yeah, health is obviously a big thing, and everyone feels good right now.
Let me ask you about Andrei Svechnikov, who was not able to take part in last year. How amped is he to hit the ice coming up on Saturday?
I'm sure he's pretty fired up. I didn't talk to him, you know, directly about it, but I think you guys will see. He'll be ready to go on Saturday for sure.
All right, and final thing. What did you see from the three rookies who got a chance to play a little bit? I know Scott Morrow played a couple of games. Bradley Nadeau and Jackson Blake played one each. But what did you see specifically from Scott?
I thought he was great. I mean, I thought he was confident. That's a huge thing. I remember my first game, I was trying to hide and just trying to not mess up. And he was making plays and definitely had two solid games. So he was great. And then, you know, the other rookies too. Just, I think the thing that stuck out to me was the confidence of, with the puck and making plays. And they all have a ton of skill. And I think that's kind of like the new wave coming up here. It's going to be a ton of skill, a lot of speed. It's fun to watch. And I think those guys had a ton of fun.
Brady Schaap, can't wait to see you guys on Saturday. I appreciate your time. I'll talk to you very soon. Get whatever rest you can, one more practice, and then we'll see you Saturday afternoon.
Will do. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
You got it. Brady Schaap here on The Adam Gold Show.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.